And it is through this body, this avatar, that he explores the world of Pandora. It is through this body that he lives the kind of life he could only have dreamed of while still being within his real body, his paraplegic body. As a Na'vi, he is stronger and faster, whole and complete. He can run and jump and fly. He is a whole new man. Sully's existence on Pandora is a mediated one, one in which his body is in one location and his consciousness is in another. He is able to be physically present in one place and yet still mentally and spiritually present in another. He experiences Pandora through his avatar. Jake Sully lived a life that was mediated by his avatar. He saw the world through its eyes, experienced it through its hands, tasted it through its tongue. And like Sully, we increasingly find ourselves living through our media today, through our devices, through our screens. So much of what we experience from day to day comes into our eyes and ears through some form of digital technology. We relate to one another through Facebook, talk to one another through webcams, date one another through instant messengers, read books through our e-readers, live our vacations through the little screens on our digital cameras. It seems that every experience of life can now be carried by digital media. And like Sully, we can begin to identify with our media and feel more comfortable within them than outside of them. As we grow closer and closer to our media and become more dependent on them, as we experience more of life through them, we begin to make our mediated selves a part of our identity. We extend ourselves from flesh and blood churches to virtual churches, or from classrooms at the local university to virtual classrooms in an online learning school. We play massively multiplayer video games and find that we prefer the online virtual representations of ourselves to the people we are in the real world. Some of us step into virtual worlds where we take on avatars of our own. They are not as advanced or complete as the ones envisioned by James Cameron, but they are captivating nonetheless. And though not all of us have participated in a virtual world where we live through an avatar, still we've seen that who we are online may be very different from who we are in the real world. We have seen that even though these experiences promise something called community, this is a very different kind of community from the one we experience in the home, in the neighborhood, in the local church. We've seen that it is possible to be one person offline and a very different person online. We've seen that there are confusing new issues related to mediated